From Topcast in London, this is the Africa Week. Today is Friday, the 26th of April. Here's Topcast's top pick of African stories this week. Ghana's economy has had a rough ride recently. The country defaulted on its loans in December 2022, and it's been looking for debt relief ever since. On Sunday, the finance minister said Ghana had reached a memorandum of understanding with its creditors and hoped to restructure $5.4 billion in loans within weeks. So what does this all mean? Well, experts say this gives Ghana a roadmap out of the worst economic crisis in a generation and could unlock even more relief and some political road for those in charge. Both houses of Britain's parliament passed a bill this week allowing for the deportation to Rwanda of those who have arrived in the UK illegally. It took 4 months for the bill to pass, with critics still troubled by what this means for human rights, safety, and cost. Rain has been pounding East Africa this week, and large parts of the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, have been flooded. Harrowing pictures on social media have shown parts of the city underwater. A senior politician has said Nairobi has been overwhelmed. Analysts have blamed not only climate change, but decades of underinvestment in infrastructure for the devastation. Speaking of excessive water, Tanzania has shut down 5 hydropower stations because of all the rain. Unusually, the country now has more power than it needs. Also, rising lake levels mean lower numbers of the iconic pink flamingos in East Africa. That's according to a study released this week. Now, this was also the week that 3 male tourists in Namibia stripped down and posed naked in the Big Daddy Dune in the Namib Desert. Predictably, social media went into meltdown and the unnamed tourists were widely condemned for flouting public indecency laws. Also on our radar, the alleged impunity of the military and the deadly price being paid by civilians in Burkina Faso was highlighted this week in a report by Human Rights Watch. The organization says 223 civilians were killed by the army in an attack on 2 villages accused of collaborating with insurgents. Now, there's been no official response to this. Burkina Faso itself, under military rule, has been battling a growing insurrection by Islamist militants. The junta had promised to deal with the attacks back in 2022. And a Nigerian man set up a chessboard in New York Times Square. And last weekend, he broke the record for the longest consecutive game. That's 60 hours of non-stop play, would you believe? All to raise money for education in Africa. Tunde Onakoya played with Sean Martinez, an American chess champion, and had only 5 minutes break for every hour played. Well, that's a selection of Topcast's top stories from Africa this week. Why don't you have a look at the show notes for links to more on these stories?